Listen, I just like listening to myself talk, so I need all forms of podcasts blasting at me 24/7.
If you can arrange it to be on all of the important podcasts in the Mantic universe all in one day, one week.
That'd be funny.
It would be true.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 97th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for June 2019. No, really, it's still June in Canada. In this episode, we have Pat on to cause no end to the chaos. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. Now on to the episode. And welcome to Dead Zone the Podcast, episode 97. It's June, people. No, really, it's June. It's not July, it's June. You guys are just, I don't know what you're thinking. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Chopper.
Hey, you remembered who you were.
I wasn't sure if I was going to get a grandiose entrance or just the generic.
You're generic.
He's on.
Yeah.
He's on too.
By this point, you're not getting anything special.
Oh.
You ain't special.
Oh.
Only in our hearts. How's that?
Okay.
It's good enough.
Yeah, you don't make a grand entrance for family. You just, you know, hey, welcome to the table. That's all there is, you know.
That's right. Not even if that's like the uncle who just got out of jail.
Well, we'll save that till after the first break. Your story about that.
Stay tuned. Yeah, we're here. This is episode 97. We had a slight delay. June was a busy month. It was lots of stuff going on.
But yes, I take no responsibility.
Yeah, good. Nor should you. I blame the, I don't know, tides.
Okay,
the tides.
I was gonna say the planets, but I thought that's silly.
Yeah, why? Why would you blame the planets?
Because Mars is in retrograde. Probably it always is.
Is it? I thought Jupiter's always in retrograde.
I don't know what any of that means, so it's okay. Enough astronomy. Not even astrology. I don't know. We do have news. Escalation's out. I don't know if you noticed. It's only been out for about a month.
What's Escalation?
It's some book.
Oh.
But we've talked about that on a live show with Coach. So we went over that. Plus, we did our little preview. Plus, Coach is going through every little section of the book. You don't have to buy it. Just go watch Family Gamers.
Exactly. I can't wait till he gets to the index part.
Yeah. Or the credits.
All the photo credits goes through the book and does a... Yeah. No, it's been slowly unveiled to the population through all the various channels. Escalation has been set out free to roam. So everyone go and grab your own. It's like a Pokemon Go now. Go find yourself one.
Yeah. Pokemon. And the battle scribe's being worked on by Ben Edwards, so that'll eventually get done. But I still say Excel files are the way to go. Just Excel it up. But then you can't get it illegally, I guess, if you just get an Excel file and use the book.
That's true.
Sorry, guys. Maybe you have to pay for it. And there's a digital available, too. Digital is out. Mantic Digital is back. And they got
Escalation.
It's no longer held by Somalis. It's all good.
We sent in SEAL Team 4.5.
Yep. No, it'd be the SAS. This is the Brits did it. So.
The SAS.
That's why it took so true. Long.
That's true. They had to stop for tea.
Yeah.
I have Escalation now.
Was that Arnold Schwarzenegger? What happened?
Or was it Hans Gruber?
No, you know, the
movie. you sounded German. You didn't sound...
You sounded so like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like the Terminator. I have Escalation now.
Your Somali accent needs some work, Jack.
Sarah Connor, I've taken your Escalation.
Honestly, do we need me with my color palette getting a Somali accent under my belt? I don't think that's acceptable in 2019.
Yeah, all our fun is ruined thanks to political correctness. We also got the painted monowheels version of the painted ones. We saw the sculpts before. Now they got the painted ones. I believe these are done by Matthew Mountain from the Mantic.
By the Mountain? What?
By the Mountain. He wasn't killed by the Hound. And they look great. I like how there are two different poses. The GCPS one is on the bike riding it, and the sphere is he's off the, like, he's half on the bike shooting.
I call it the Darth Maul pose.
The sphere version?
Yeah.
Darth Maul? Well, he needs a double-handed lightsaber then.
Well, no, but when he was riding that little scooter thingy.
Oh, yeah, that little, yeah, that's right. I've seen that movie like once, and I don't think Jack's ever seen that movie, so.
That's the first one, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I've seen it once. I think, Rob, you were supposed to see it twice in a row, and you, after the first time, went, ugh.
No, I did see it. That was, we lined up for that like in when I was in Toronto, and I fell asleep during the second viewing, because it was at like midnight. So we saw it like a midnight showing, and then, cause it was Star Wars and it was like huge. And then, yeah, I fell asleep during this. I think it was during the pod race in the second one. So that says something about, the prequels.
Very disappointing.
But this painting isn't disappointing. They're done quite well.
Not at all. These are actually good color palette.
For once. No. I like how they picked out the panels on the monowheel to make give it a little more character. I've come out many times saying how much I hate the monowheel, but this isn't a bad look for it.
Why do you hate the monowheel?
Because it needs two wheels. It's stupid.
Then it would be a bi-wheel.
It'd be a motorcycle, and it should be a motorcycle. Maybe I'll actually, there's probably room in the back there to throw another wheel on it. Maybe I'll throw
it. Maybe they put a little training one when you're first starting to learn the monowheel.
I bet they do, yeah.
Like a penny farthing bike with a little tiny wheel in the back.
Yeah.
Why does that Saphir have a well manicured handlebar mustache?
Yeah, and a monocle.
Yeah. It's top hat.
He's drinking a very hoppy IPA.
Oh, he's a hipster. I thought he was an old-timey person.
Oh.
Almost the same thing. So that's Mono Wheels. They look good. Now on to things that have nothing to do with Dead Zone. That is Hellboy. Wave 2 is coming. Mantic put out all the pictures of the next expansions.
Yay.
And the Box Full of Evil. The Box Full of Evil is the Kickstarter exclusive thing that contains Hellboy Mexico, Darkness Calls, and exclusive stretch goals like Igor Bromhead and Vladimir Grushku.
Yes, I love the Vladimir Grushku. And as if you didn't have enough minis to begin with from the original Kickstarter one, this Box Evil is just ridiculous.
Yeah, so if you didn't get on it for the Kickstarter, I'm sure it'll be available some places. I think even stores are able to buy the Kickstarter stuff, so you might be able to get it at a store. Otherwise, you have to buy them separately. You can get them all separately. There is pictures if you go on the website or watch the video. You can see pictures of the contents, all the different miniatures in there. There's some cool stuff, like bats and wolves and guys on horses. But then the individual expansions, Hellboy Mexico, obviously hilarious, because Hellboy's a wrestler in Mexico. A luchador.
A luchador.
Yep. That's Pat's heritage right there.
Nope.
That's right. I forgot you're German.
Yeah. Nine?
So he's in Mexico. And once again, the bat people, that's where this one's from. He fights vampires, I think, there. So that's fun.
Kamazats, is that the guy's name?
And you get Hellboy in a unitard, so that's all you want. And a wrestling ring you can build.
Yes.
And you also can get Darkness Calls expansion, which is Witches? I think it's Witches in Darkness Calls. And there's a new playable agent, Henry Hood. Plus, you get a giant wolf and a bunch of undead. And it's fun times. And ghosts. Maybe it's not witches. Maybe it's just undead.
I think it's undead.
Yeah.
Because the witches are in the Kickstarter edition.
Yes. And there's also the new Wild Hunt expansion, which isn't in the Box of Evil. It is a separate expansion. They did offer it to Kickstarter people, but it's also going to be available at Gen Con, supposedly.
That's a big maybe.
Yeah, and then later at retail. It's Wild Hunt, the famous story. You get Hellboy with a giant sword, and you also get, what's her name, Agatha? I think her name's... No, Alice, that's who it is.
Alice.
And you get the big boss, the armored guy with a big hammer. And a bunch of more miniatures, some giant trolls and things like that. So that's Hellboy for you. And it's coming. And it's more.
It's a good game.
I have to paint what I have. And it's annoying.
It's a very good game, though.
Yes.
Well, I can see why you had Pat on, because I was not able to just lash out in furious anger that this is not the Hellboy podcast.
I know. That's why I had a little buffer, so you wouldn't yell at me. You won't yell at me in front of guests.
No.
I got my black eye from walking into the door. It wasn't for Jack.
I slipped. Yeah. I slipped and hit the doorknob with my face.
He loves me. It's just that, you know, sometimes I'm not good. That's all.
I do. Yeah, right. I do things to anger him.
Yeah. I will change. No, I will.
I think that's all of that was insensitive. For anybody who is having issues with abusive relationships, please do get help. Or do the, what was that movie with, was it Farrah Fawcett? The Burning Bed movie?
The Burning Bed, yeah. I don't advocate for that either, because then you go to jail.
It's worth it.
It could be. Yeah,
haven't you seen Orange is the New Black? You get new girlfriends in jail.
There's always help for you.
Or Chained Heat.
All joking aside, there's always help for you.
Chained Heat or Canned Heat? Chained Heat? What was those movies?
Canned Heat, isn't that like salsa?
Is it like a type of a hot sauce?
That's like Sterno, that stuff. I think you mean Chained Heat. But also,
I said Chained Heat originally.
This is probably the worst PSA. Like, at no point is there going to be, like, a the more you know, go across the screen. This is, went off the rails.
Yeah, but imagine the picture I'm going to make with Jack being burned on a bed.
Ooh. Sassy.
Saucy. Hot saucy. So that was the news. There wasn't... That's a problem. There isn't much news. There's another, other than Escalation coming out, which was big news, but we covered all that, and everybody else covered it quite well. And we still like it, and it's still fun, and it's got a lot of stuff going on. There you go. Pat, we never asked you about Escalation. How do you feel about it?
I like it. I mean, I think it's a good step in the right direction. You know, there's some new units. Still not very happy with the little goblin thing, but, you know, that's a whole other story.
I can't wait. I'm going to get a dome and put it on it. So he's got
a dome. I'm going to definitely get a dome. I don't like that helmet. That helmet is the bane.
A lot of people like it, but Pat and I are the vocal minority, maybe. Or majority, who knows.
And yes, and it is canon that I will tear them off when I see them.
Especially in tournaments at Adepticon.
Yeah, that was well established.
Only if it's not on Bolts. You're fine if it's on Bolts, because he's a unique character. But if it's on a regular grunt bot, it's gone. Whipped across the room, which is, it's heavy. I have one, and it's a good, like, you could use it for a slingshot shot pretty nicely. You'd kill somebody with this thing. So Jack might be murdering people at, you know, not on purpose, but he might, if you come to next year's Adepticon, you might see Jack murder people with the goblin head.
Yeah.
If that's a selling point, if that gets you to come out.
Yeah, so just be warned, next Adepticon I'll be giving goblin head. So just...
I hope Georgie and Boomer don't go then.
Oh, now you've made it. Now you've made it unpleasant. Come on, Rob. Get out of the gutter.
I'm sorry.
I do like the change to the Rebs, though.
Rebs got, because of Star Saga, Rebs got probably the most additions.
Yeah.
And they got, plus some of the guys became troops that weren't troops before, which is great. What do you think about medics? Do you think it's enough of a change? Do you think they're worthwhile now?
I'm not convinced.
I'm not either. I think it's a step in the right direction, but.
And I went out to.
I mean, honestly, who's really going to take a medic?
British people.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're here to kill. Are you going to waste the points to get someone to maybe heal something?
Jack, you were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was where you guys were, and then I really just thought about some possibilities. Like, I can see it. It would make a model very expensive, but it would be like adding a couple people with some shields almost. If you would have to really really plan around it. It's not something you would take because you have spare points.
Yes.
I mean, I would definitely not take it for spare points, and I would not build a team around Medic.
You could probably, like you say, with the people always talk about the crew-served weapons and putting a Medic with them, but that's a lot of points to put into one group where you could just get... And I always say, like, they're always like, oh, the Medic can heal everybody. Or you just snipe the Medic. Just kill the Medic first.
And then you'd be done. I mean, it's almost cheaper just to give them a Medipack.
Or just get more troops.
Yeah.
Like, and honestly, I think we could... I think everyone can agree through all walks of life that at a 150 point game, it's not reasonable.
Yeah.
200 point game, maybe if you really had something up your sleeve, you could probably, you know, you might be able, but it would be hard pressed. You would have to start getting up to a high.
Yeah, there is like 400 point game rules in escalation now, so maybe the multi-map games, that's totally different. That's when you're actually getting more, you can actually have rules. It's not just a strike team, it's actually more of a mixed group. You can have actually roles to play. Healers.
I'm going to take 200 points of just medics.
Yeah. They'd heal each other. That'd be great. Especially the Judd 1-1 when you can't actually do any damage to anybody. Perfect. They could stand up objectives and hopefully not just get eaten by people. Well, there you go. That was our take on medics. I think people are sick of us hearing just ragging on medics. Engineers still suck.
This is a war game. This ain't a hospital.
Engineers suck other than the ones who got hacker, but that's just because hacker's good for certain missions. It doesn't make engineers better. It just makes anybody with hacker better.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be seeing bomb bots proliferating. I don't think you're going to be...
Sentry guns.
Sentry guns aren't going to be the new hotness. They didn't change the meta in any way, shape, or form other than now.
Yeah.
If you're doing some campaign play or if you know some tournament play where there's a package and you see hack the terminals for VPs, well then, yeah, you would.
Campaigns, they would probably be worth more. Same with the medic. The medic would probably be worth more in a campaign than in a one-off or even a tournament.
Once again, in like a 400-point games, you could probably have a engineer running around putting down sentry guns and stuff. That actually might be worthwhile at that point. But
yeah, I mean, or, you know, like you said in the campaign, I see the medics being more of a... Because then now those models still have to be around for the next game.
Yeah.
And you can level them up. Yeah, you can level them up, give them, make them, as efficient as the rest of them, plus they'll be a medic if you can get, you know...
Yeah, he's definitely more valuable then.
Yeah, you can always give him stuff. That's why I never like campaigns, because I hear it every time that you can make certain characters way too powerful in a campaign. But
it depends how you do your campaign. I mean, I've always had a good time with our campaign, and no one's ever gotten...
But did you have any min-maxers who were able to manipulate the system?
Yeah.
Yeah? And it was still all right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You
just kill that guy, he's min-maxing. And then his whole plan is unraveled.
You're a mean person.
Well, because you spend all that time min-maxing one model, and then, you know, you kill it, and the rest of his armies.
You're like, I don't care if I lose this game, but I'm killing that one guy.
he's back to square midway through a campaign, and everyone else has got to...
Yeah, I guess it's like anything. It's how you deal with those kind of people. They could do whatever they want, but you just have to counter it.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably true of anything. Dead Zone's definitely balanced in that way where, like, everybody's, oh, modeling for advantage. I always joke about that because you can model for advantage, but it also, if you can shoot something, they can shoot you. It's the way Dead Zone works. So, you're modeling for disadvantage also. So, like, either you put yourself really small and you can't see anything to shoot. I guess the only way it works is, melee guys. If you make melee guys really compact, it'd probably be more effective because they gotta run into the square anyways.
Yeah.
I could see that. But if you're a shooter, yeah, you want to be able to shoot people. So,
but honestly, I've seen dynamic poses. People don't get hung up on that, I don't think. All the tournaments that I've been in, I've seen some guys standing out confidently, arms in the air. Like, I've yet to see anyone like, why are all your stage twos literally on all fours crumpled into balls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it just had... We haven't seen it. Hopefully, we don't have that kind of community who would kind of do that kind of thing. But even so, even if you do it, I bet it doesn't help that much. It may give you a little edge, but I don't think it helps. If someone's a good player, it's still going to be able to beat them.
Yeah, not that much.
Okay, we're going to take a little musical interlude, and we'll come back with some shout-outs. How's that sound, guys?
Sounds good.
Good.
Gouda.
Hi, this is Pat, North American Community Manager for Mantic Games, and you are listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
And welcome back to the Dead Zone podcast. We are here with our bestie, our friend, Pat Chopper Lewis, who is going to hold our hands and get us through what is now going to be, delve into the community.
Ooh. We're getting fist deep into the community, is that what you're saying?
We're doing shout-outs, is that what I always understood?
Yeah, we do some shout-outs. We like to show what the people are up to. People
I gotta be Canadian, we're gonna do some shout-outs.
Shout-outs?
Yes, shout-outs. Shout-outs. It is, shout-outs. If this wasn't June, this is Canada that we're recording on, so that would be appropriate.
Oh, Canada, nice. That's all I know, song.
Oh. That's probably more than most. If you were to pin Americans down and say, give me the first line, I guess hockey fans would probably know.
Is it our proud native land after that?
Our home and native land.
Damn it!
But that's still, I'm giving you full marks for what you knew.
A for right. Effort. First shout out is Pablo El Marquez. Marquez? You think that's how you say it?
Pablo Escobar, what?
Oh, he's dead, isn't he?
Yes.
From the grave, he created some really good-looking painted terrain. It's, I always say it, like, it's nice to see the, what are they called now? Is it Terrain Crate, I guess, now?
It's all Terrain Crate now, yeah.
So it's good to, after all these years, it's good to see some Terrain Crate still being made. It used to be called
Battle Zones.
Battle Zones, yes. He did a amazing rust effect on these on some of the damaged buildings.
Yeah,
and it's it's really nice.
It's got a good texture. There's a lot of good use of texture on these pictures. So with the rust, like rust flaking off and stuff, so it looks. I'm very impressed. Good use of the salt.
Yeah, you think it was salt effect, or is it like some kind of?
I mean, something close to it. It's
technical paint or something?
Yeah.
Well, we've always said we liked the more lived-in battle zones, like a combat area look to it with, like, some decay. And then he took that and just dialed to 11.
And he also took the effort to actually cover up the holes for the connectors, too, which is the extra effort.
Oh.
And, it's looking great. I do like the, like Jack said, the lived-in, rusted-up. People are going to the next level now, like building new stuff, so it's nice. And I hope eventually in the future, Mantic, if anybody from Mantic Official is listening.
Hey, wait.
Or maybe on the podcast, maybe get some more sci-fi Terrain Crate sets coming out. That'd be nice. Other than interior stuff, because they already have all that. That's probably what's going to happen. But I love the battle. We still, we have tons of MDF terrain and all this stuff. We always go back to the, battle zone stuff. It's just what we use. It fits perfectly for the game, and we don't have to worry about it, and it looks great.
It looks great.
Yep.
It just is perfect for any game that you're going to be playing. the 3x3 inch, you know, yeah, it works good for Dead Zone, but my God, is it just ever like versatile and good looking and the possibilities that you can do. I don't know. We do have a lot of other training. It just rots. It just sits.
Mm-hmm. It is true. I have like a shed full of terrain that we've never used. So, but yeah, feel free to try to use something else in Dead Zone, but you need that 3x3. Certain other companies, I think, make 3x3, but generally it doesn't fit well. Like the Battle Systems, the other one, the cardboard terrain, looks beautiful. We have a lot of it. We played with it a few times, but it doesn't have that squares, and it doesn't fit perfectly, so you have to kind of eyeball it.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's great for any of that stuff's great for Warpath, which actually we never even mentioned. Warpath has a new FAQ out, and I haven't looked at it, but supposedly it fixes some of the issues with Warpath. I'm sure they're going to do more. The rules committee is working hard.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, but they've addressed some of the issues with version 2, I guess it is. And I hope to see a version 3 eventually of the game to smooth it all out again.
So you think your opinion is that this is enough just to fix it and maybe hopefully keep people from, you know, considering it dead? Some podcasts just declaring it...
constantly saying it's a dead game.
Yeah, yeah, and that, hopefully that's just for the interim. Then maybe another rule set will come out, 2.2 or 2.5 or 3.
I would hope so, and yeah, I think that's the plan. That's what I've heard from people. So, but a lot of people love, especially Firefight. Like people love that game. I don't understand it personally, but. People love it.
It's fun. I enjoyed it. Just a couple times I played with Joe Neat. We had a good time. I just wish I had more people around here that would play Firefight.
Yeah, but why bother? You got Dead Zone, the perfect game. Why bother trying to change it?
Because sometimes you want strawberry ice cream instead of vanilla.
I think that's what the 400-point games are for Dead Zone now. I like to notice that people used to say 400. Chocolate. They used to say 400 games were impossible, all the rules committee people, until we did a 1,000-point game, and then they're like, I guess 400's easy then.
I don't know. Understand how people say that point limits are impossible in any game that runs on points.
Yeah. Well, it just means it's longer, that's all.
Yeah, that's all you're doing. You got to make the play field appropriately also.
Yes.
Two mats is enough. I mean, because if...
Well, for our 1,000-point game, we 1,000-point aside, we had a 6x4 gridded, and it filled it.
there wasn't much space.
Jack actually ran into a problem where he couldn't move miniatures because there was too much stuff on the board.
The thing is, I guess if you go with the premise that some people like to say that 200 points is a board, then you're looking at 400 points. On the square.
That's at least two boards, yeah. I think the way it's made is for the two. But yeah, so it'd be 1,000, would be theoretically be 4, but I don't think so. I think it has to be 6 for a 1,000-point game.
Yeah.
But anybody who wants to get a 6x4 mat, you can special order them from Mats by Mars, by the way. If anybody needs a 3x3 grid in a 6x4 mat, there you go.
I don't subscribe to set points.
Well, plus it's, I think... Dead Zone isn't... They've slowly tried to make it into a point kind of game, but I think it's way better played as a fun game where you do scenarios, right?
So, yeah.
And actually, in Escalation, once again, they have a lot of different like way they set up the boards, all the new missions. There's some where you start in the middle or you start in weird spots or split your forces. Like that's at least they're doing that too in Escalation. It's not just board. You're on one side of the board, the other person's on the other, and you got to do whatever they're supposed to do. So
yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Jack, you still with us? You're falling asleep.
No. You were on a tear there. I would not deign to interrupt that that screed.
I'm not jumping in front of that train, that's for sure.
And I also mentioned Warpath, so Jack was just like eyes glazed over. And
that's right. He slipped into a coma.
Warpath. No, honestly, it gets big deal.
Aw, that's a classic.
Oh.
The next miniature we're showing off in our shoutouts, because we are doing shoutouts, not just ranting, is Remy Tremblay has done the perfect Hellboy mini, in my opinion. It is cel-shaded to look just like the Mignola comic books, and I think I don't know if you could do every miniature like this. It would take you years, but to do a Hellboy like this, I think it's super appropriate and it looks amazing. And, yeah, I will hear nothing bad said about this, Pat.
Why would I say anything bad? I think it looks really good.
I don't know. I assume that you're always the one that's going to say something bad. Jack's more forgiving than you are. We're Canadian, right?
No, I think it actually looks good. I mean, I'm not sure if it would take longer to paint it in this kind of style. Once you get the technique down.
Yeah, I think it's more like just getting it to look right. I think
it's really learning about where to put the black.
Yeah, you could really easily all of a sudden just put it in the wrong spot and it looked terrible, I think.
Yeah, I think it's really about learning where to put the black.
Yeah.
Can we all just agree he probably just slapped contrast paint on there and it was done?
No, because that's not the way that look. I don't really dig the, I understand why people contrast paint for speed. I've done it in speed painting contests, but if I was to paint a miniature, I would never paint with just contrast.
Well,
I have too much pride.
GW says differently, so there you go.
Wow, GW says a lot of things. Do you think this Remy guy is related to Adam?
I don't think so. I think it's a separate entity.
I like to think they're twins separated at birth.
Oh, and one lives in like France and one lives in northern Alberta?
Exactly. I mean, French-Canadian, right? Alberta?
No.
am I wrong?
Slightly wrong.
Oh, damn.
Next is Marcus Mogg again. He's the one who always does the crazy head swaps and stuff. This time he did some Forge Fathers, and he used some of the smaller miniatures to make female Forge Fathers, which I think is great. I like it when people do some creative things. Different heads.
And the one there, it looks like she's got her helmet off. She's got her helmet on her hip, and a little head peeking out.
Yeah, that one looks like she has smoked too much cigarettes.
What does that mean?
Like her parents smoked too much cigarettes.
Oh, she's got to, yeah.
Like she's got a slight syndrome.
Well, she's a dwarf.
That's why I like the middle, the female ones in the middle. They got the bigger heads, so it looks like they are dwarves, not small humans. I like how that works. So it's good. Marcus, keep up the good work. We always like seeing your stuff. We have Dr. Mark, PhD, LLC, Esquire, shot in some pictures for us. First one, I'm not sure if it's serious, but he put
It's a goblin goblin track, gun track.
Gun track.
With the mortar.
Yeah, and he turned it into a Maw Beast launcher like the one that Mantic officially does for Vanguard, or is it for Kings of War?
It's for Vanguard, but we don't launch true Maw Beasts. We launch the pups, the Maw Beast pups, because they're more resilient than the regular Maw Beasts.
Yeah, this Maw Beast, he got shoved into the mortar, this poor guy. He might be a bomb bot. That's a good way to deliver a bomb bot, though.
I feel like when you launch a real Maw Beast out of a cannon, there's a good chance of jamming.
Yeah, they have some white asses.
And then... Who knows?
Yeah, you don't want your mobbies to get stuck in your barrel. I think that's words to live by.
No, that little mushroom tail just in there wagging away. Clunk, 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 clunk.
Mushroom's tail is one way to describe that tail.
with the ticking of the bomb going off, it's going to be great.
Yep. Well, that's as effective as a gun track ever was anyway. So,
look at this. The gun track with the U is pretty good.
Not. It's a line of sight issues.
No.
I liked the mortar for the gun track, though. I always did.
It's just, I think it's just so big, it's a target.
No, if you put the mortar on, then you just throw it in the corner.
Yeah,
keep it in the back.
Plus, spend all your big guns shooting my gun track while I'm moving my Ripper suits forward.
Yeah, but they raised the price of a gun track now.
Well, of course. I mean, why we haven't raised enough points on the Marauders yet.
Here we go.
But of all things, the gun track to raise points on? Strange.
Well, why not? That's the one mod we haven't raised points yet on.
Oh, it was like a list? They had to do everybody, so that was the last one to get it done?
Probably. Yeah, who knows?
That makes sense.
It was the Marauders that were just basically just sullied from one end to the other, right, Pat?
Hey, disparaged.
Disparaged.
Well, they are damn dirty orcs, so.
True.
He also did a... a Thorgrim Huskarl in honor of Jack.
Me.
Yep. This is Jack the Thorgrim Huskarl.
And that's nice. That is a very nice, because long story short, he called me by the wrong name at a
Yeah, maybe this is actually for me.
Oh, what?
You know, Dr. It's Mark, you should have put a baseball cap on this thing. Then it would have been Jack.
What if that is true? I was just about to water under the bridge the whole...
Well, I think the hair color is correct for you more than
me. Oh, maybe.
You mean the skin?
The skin color? His swarthy look? Jack is pretty swarthy.
I am pretty swarthy. I will cop to that. But no, long and short of it is that to make amends for his social faux pas, he named his Huskarl after me, and that was very nice. And that means that yes, all is forgiven. We are besties again. And in fact, we may have to stop calling him Dr. Mark LL Cool J PPCLI.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna stop.
Okay. Well, I tried, Mark. I've been voted out. I tried.
Yep.
That's I mean, let's be honest. That's not going to stop. Anytime there's a man to go overnight and there's the free drink tickets,
yep.
Dr. Mark, LLC, Esquire, PhD, LMNOQ.
He earned his name.
That is true. But no, I love the paint job. I like the color. It's like a non-metallic, greenish. Very dwarf-like. He's got the helmet in his hand. He's done some modding, and from what I understand, he painted this guy, took him to a tournament, and I believe he came in first place.
Well, really? There you go. Obviously, well, it's smart to name your characters after Jack. They're going to win every time.
I guess so. That is my understanding. Correct me if I am wrong, but I believe Shane had a tournament and. Mark
did came well. In. Cool.
Yeah.
He threw that miniature against the floor after he was done with it. Damn, that Jack.
No. I believe there is now a spirit, an entity that miniature holds a very...
It's a totem.
It's a totem. Yeah.
It's a totem.
I believe so. But no, I really like the paint job. Nomenclature aside, I really do. I do like that. I like the colors, everything about it.
It's good.
We also have Rick Hall. He's been doing his Star Saga stuff. He did all of his mercenaries. We have Elise. We have the Devil. We have Delinsky. We have Kirby. We have Wrath. We have the dwarf, who I can never remember his name, and we have Nikolovsky.
Death and Pestilence and War.
I can't remember the dwarf's name, but really well done. Rick's on a tear doing all his miniatures. He's trying to get everything. I think he's on a collecting binge right now, so I hope he does collect everything he needs. And he's doing the God's work doing his pathfinding in Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only one way you can bring people in the fold, and it's not by fielding some gray plastic.
No.
So he's...
But that being said...
You're firing him?
I had to let him go last
time. I'm trying to figure out what... I can't remember the date, when the Mantic Weekend is.
Yeah, it's coming up, isn't it, for them?
It's after Gen Con, I know that. It's in September. But the Midwest Dead Zone GT is going to be happening that weekend, so...
And... coming up very soon is the
Conquest of Triton.
Yeah, what's that one called? The Northeast? What is that one?
That's the Eastern.
Eastern? Yeah. All these GTs for Dead Zone starting up, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully get some West Coast or...
Shane did the first one with the Southern.
There you go. So we just need West. Somebody in Oregon needs to start up a GT.
No.
Well, not Oregon? You hate Oregon?
Yeah.
No.
What?
How about Seattle? Does that work better?
That's okay. It's hard to get there, but
you're more of a San Francisco kind of guy.
Not so much California, but I guess if we had to pick a state,
we got? There's nothing else on the West Coast.
If we had to pick between the three, it would probably be California.
Okay, it's the biggest population, so that works.
It's true.
Washington State, no. California, no. Mexico.
Yeah. Mexican GT.
The Tijuana GT, oh my God.
You would go to that one.
Oh, 100%.
Donkey shows. Speaking of Shane, he also did his, not with the donkey show.
What a segue.
speaking of donkey show, there's Shane's stuff.
It is probably appropriate while I was Mexican candy, but, he did the, new Rebs Strike Force. They have a name. Anybody remember the name of this Rebs Strike Force? I can't remember.
No.
In the box, it's got a name. Anyways, it's all the Alpha Simian with the, guys, and it's got the new, sphere and the new, what's the other apes? I forget the other ape's name. But fun times. He made up a Reb list of those guys.
He looks like Dr. Zaius. That's why I call him Dr. Zaius.
Yep. He definitely looks like a Dr. Zaius. And I love the basing actually on these guys.
Look like Venom.
With the stabby. Because they're black and white. Is that why you're saying that?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's got his color scheme going. I love the bases. Yeah. He's done like the metallic, like the normal, like good basis, but then he put some flock on there. I like the mix of the metal with the flock.
Did he put some flock?
Flocka.
Like those look like firefight bases rather than dead zone bases. Dead zone bases have a very distinct metal and jagged destruct. That looks like a field.
I like the grass in dead zone. I think we need more dead zone mats with grass on it.
That's true. Okay.
And then that was it for shoutouts. I did some stuff. I guess we'll talk about that quickly. I did all my Wave 2 for Star Saga in a delaying action, so I don't have to do Hellboy. And I quickly painted up my Wave 2 of them. And, yeah, it was a lot of frickin' miniatures. I'll say that. A lot of mercs. And I kind of grouped them in sections to get them done. So, yeah, I did those. So everybody, rejoice. My Wave 2 of Star Saga is now done.
Yay.
Very nice.
And I think that's it. I think that brings us to the end of the show, boys.
Ooh, that's a quick one.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't as quick as you think. Do go to cafepress.ca/deadzonepodcast for exclusive merch. You can't get anywhere else. Is that going to work?
Yes.
That is a fact. That is 100% factual. And we are closing in on episode 100, and then there's going to be a big shakeup. Maybe you should get, if you're going to get a little bit of merch, you should get it now. Just saying.
Before we burn it all down. Speaking of burning it down, please come join our Patreon. It's fun.
Burning down the house.
You help us survive. Jack was very close to just ending it all, but I reminded him that people support us on Patreon, and he was like, oh, good point. I can't do it yet. Once you get below $50, maybe, but oh, that's horrible too. We've been so bad with, if you have issues, if you're feeling bad, please call someone.
Please do. All joking aside.
Man, we're horrible humans. Why do we even do this anymore, people?
It's true. Don't even listen to us.
Yeah, please.
I think at one point we're just going to have to weigh our good versus bad, like the scales at the end of the podcast, just look back and go, I hope we did more good than bad, but it won't be a landslide.
I think it will be a landslide, but not the way that we want it to be.
Decent people would hope. Okay, well.
We have to, every joke Jack's made, we'll have to put that on the wrong side.
Oh.
They're usually inappropriate. Okay, let's just wrap this thing up. I'm done with you people.
Okay. Well, I have some bad news for you.
Oh. Yes, we will have Pat on next month, or later this month, if you technically think it's actually July, but it's not. It's June. And we're going to talk about Gen Con, so we'll have him back on for that.
Gen Con.
Until then, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I've been Chopper.
We'll be back. Also, eventually there will be a team building exercise. It eventually happened.
What's that?
June is a horrible month. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
That's it. Can you hear my sister's dog?
Is she going? Is he going nuts?
Yeah.
What did you do to him?
No, he's. I'll go take care of him.
Insert shotgun sound now. Jack beats dogs. Pass it on.